Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is, she is the tax mama. She's the syndicated columnist. She is the author of several books on small business taxes, including Small Business Taxes Made Easy, including Deduct Everything. That's her new book. And she is an enrolled agent. And she's our good friend. Eva, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. And congratulations on the new book. The Third Ingredient is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Well, I hope it becomes something people will read. And my audience, I really haven't even talked a lot about it with my audience, so we're just now getting it out there. But I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. And you, of course, got one of the early copies. We want to make sure you saw it first. Eva, this is a big. You know, we're coming up on the due date, some big filing dates in tax filing season, don't we?
We are. And today, this year, we have a couple of extra days. We have until April 17th to get everything done. But there is so much.
Because the 15th is on a Sunday, and there's a and there's some kind of a holiday on the 16th in Washington. So that makes it the 17th Tuesday.
That's right. And, you know, since they always have that holiday, we're always going to have at least one extra day. So that's the good news.
Right.
But the bad news is, and we'll talk about some of this other stuff later this morning, but we have the deadlines. But the other thing we have are the payments, which we'll talk about, I guess, in the next segment. But the deadlines right now, we have the personal filing deadline for 1040. The C-Corp has gotten an extra month. Instead of being due in March, it's now due in April.
Mm-hmm.
And the 1041 for all of the estates and trusts are due right now.
Right.
And so people are freaking out because we got new laws. The forms were delayed. Filing was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Refunds were delayed. People, you know, haven't caught up with everything so far this year. So the suggestion is, instead of trying to cram all the information in now by April 15th, take a breath and put your tax return on extension.
Mm-hmm. That's such good advice. I've been extending for decades, and it's just so. And most of the time, your CPA will appreciate you. Your tax filer will appreciate you because you've taken yourself out of their frenzied time when so many personal tax filers. And wanting to get theirs done so they can get their refund. If you're a business owner, you're probably not going to get a refund. And so we've been doing it. It's automatic for us. And sometime between now and the end of the extension, we'll get our taxes done.
Well, and that's the best idea for businesses because it gives you the leeway to do some more planning afterwards.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It gives you a leeway to gather all of those receipts that you've collected all over the place that were maybe for cash,
right?
And start entering all of those and catching up and reducing your expenses, you know, reducing your profits dramatically. And there are some things you can still do to reduce your taxes before you file, even after April 17th. So an extension is a great idea. Now, people keep thinking that if I go on extension, I'm going to get audited.
Right.
No, it doesn't increase your odds of being audited. And it also doesn't mean, the other myth was, if you go on extension, they won't audit you. It doesn't change those odds either.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with being audited. But let me just tell you one very important thing about extensions. On the extension form, which we don't have to sign, we can just send in.
Right. It's easier than it used to be.
It is easier than it used to be, but you have to put in how much you think you're going to owe.
Right.
If you don't put in a reasonable number, the extension isn't valid. You don't have to pay the whole amount, but you have to put in, let's say you think you're going to owe 10 grand and all you've got is 50 bucks. Say you're going to owe 10 grand and send in 50 bucks.
Right. They will, when you pay your taxes at the end of the thing, they will charge you interest and penalty. But if you can give some money, if you can put some money in there, it's always a good thing. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Eva Rosenberg. We're going to talk about some other things, like some new parts of the new tax bill that you may not like. Ponytail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.